Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's date, as I record this, is September 2nd, 2009, and you're listening to podcast episode 199. That's right, the next podcast episode will be the Big 200. Don't really have any specific plans at this point, but I'll come up with something, I'm sure, in the next couple of days as we record the milestone 200th podcast. But today I wanted to talk about a topic that just kind of came out of the blue for me this afternoon. I'm usually up on current events. I'm usually pretty aware of what's happening, but I guess I wasn't aware of this topic until this afternoon. And I don't tend to be controversial on this podcast at all. I mean, this is a podcast where, I typically talk about lesson plans, ideas that have worked in the classroom, activities, maybe some history books that I've read that I think would have some relevance to what's happening in the classroom. And I don't intend this podcast to be controversial either, but I wanted to kind of just talk about a topic that came up and is starting to kind of get some traction in the mass media, and wanted to find out specifically what some other people are thinking about this topic as well. So this afternoon I get an email from my principal asking me about President Obama's speech to the students that is supposed to be broadcast on September 8th, a little less than a week from now. And at that point, I had not heard about this speech, and then, you know, obviously went to the internet and found out that President Obama will be giving a speech to the students of the United States, and it's going to be broadcast on September 8th, 2009, at 11 o'clock Central, I guess is the official time for us here in the Midwest. And the president's going to address the topics of doing well in school, working hard, getting your degree, the importance of having a strong education and how that affects the United States. I'm not sure how long this is going to be. I think the intent is for students, K through 12. So I'd imagine it. I wouldn't think that it'd be more than like 5 minutes long. I think that if you went any longer than 5 minutes, you'd be, definitely probably putting yourself in a situation where you'd have some students that weren't paying attention longer than that. So I don't know. I would guess it's going to be 5 minutes. But there's a lot of buzz in the media and from different organizations that maybe this isn't a good idea to have the president speak to students, that maybe there's some type of agenda or there's some type of political message that's being sent to all students if they're forced to watch it. So there's quite a bit of buzz going around. Some people, even some extreme groups, are talking about not having their students come to school that day, like a national keep your kid at home day. So I think this whole topic is really, really interesting because, as far as what I've been able to read, this is the first time that a sitting president is going to specifically address students. Now, that in itself, when I heard that, seems kind of odd. I mean, we've had radio, we've had TV for a long time, and never before has a sitting president addressed America's students specifically. One article that I saw mentioned that the elder Bush at one point gave some kind of message about an anti-drug message to students that was broadcast, but this is the first time that a real speech is being directed towards students. So I guess we could get into a big philosophical debate, why is that? I mean, is there, because of the absence of this happening before, does that mean that there's a reason why it hasn't happened before? Or is this just kind of the, another form of our president taking new media to kind of the next step? Before this, presidents also didn't have, podcasts and, YouTube videos and things like that. So I find it very interesting. I think that, personally, in my situation, I have to kind of check and see exactly what we're doing on the 8th. I know we're kind of in the middle of our unit on the formation of the colonies, and we've got a test coming up later in the week, and we're going to kind of be doing some stuff as far as some activities and some hands-on type things. So I kind of have to see where we're at. What our district has said is that it's pretty much up to each individual teacher. It'd be really hard to mandate that every student in the, or every teacher in the entire district stop and show the broadcast from the president. It'd also be extremely difficult to say there's no way that you're going to use it in any classroom situation. So they're pretty much leaving it up to each individual teacher. And then I believe if parents have an issue with their student watching it, they can address that with the building principal and let them know. But it just seems like a really kind of interesting debate, and also in some ways kind of an odd debate. You know, is the president of the United States, is that too big of a political advantage to have a captive audience of students? And yet at the same time, isn't it important that the president of the United States, who, you know, should be seen as a leader, hopefully, in our country, why is that person not addressing our students in some way on a more frequent basis? So it just seems like a really odd debate to me, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around it. It's only been probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours since it was actually brought up, I guess. But if you do some Google searches, there's a lot of people really fired up about it. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of editorials in the next couple of days that come out, people writing about it and weighing in on this. And I'm interested to see if this gains traction. And just the whole idea of the president speaking to the students directly becomes a big issue, or if it just begins to kind of fizzle out and people start to look at this and say, you know, this really isn't that big of a deal. So either way, I think it's going to be a teachable moment. And then I think that's kind of interesting how that phrase, teachable moment, has kind of become part of our nation's vocabulary. It seems like every time something happens, there's at least somebody that's spinning it as a teachable moment. You know, look at the things that happened with Professor Gates at Harvard, and suddenly the president was calling that a teachable moment for the country and stuff like that. So I think this is a teachable moment. I'm not really sure what we're trying to learn from it. I don't know what we're going to come away from this experience with. But I would love to hear what other people are thinking, or if you've had some feedback in your districts. You know, I would love to have a list of comments if people have any ideas, opinions. You know, should this be something that is shown to every student in the United States? Should it be left up to individual teachers? Should it be something where it's not shown at all because it could be viewed by some as politically, you know, gaining influence with a group of the population that's, you know, still really forming their opinions on what politics are. So just really want to hear your opinions on it. I'm still, like I said, I don't really know where I'm at other than we'll probably watch it in class, I'd imagine, if we can find some time. I do want to kind of find out a little bit about how long it is. Secretary of Education Duncan did send out an email to principals, and I believe that's on the internet, so I'll link it to the blog here. But he does talk about some lesson plans, and I've looked over the lesson plans kind of briefly, and I don't think that the lesson plans that they've written I'll necessarily probably do in my class. Things like writing some ideas down about how you could help the president, what the president is asking you to do, some goal setting type things, and I'm sure that the intent there is to have some good structure behind this, but at the same time it seems a little, I don't know if it's really Orwellian, but it seems a little bit Big Brother to have, you know, kind of some directives along with this. If the president just wants to have a, hey, try hard this year, we really want you to do well in school, kind of a message, you know, I don't think a lot of teachers probably are going to have a lot of, you know, worksheet type things or structure around it. Maybe they don't need to. And maybe I think that's where some people are kind of getting caught up. Because when I do look at the internet and I see a couple editorials here and there so far, it seems like one of the things that people are getting caught up on is the actual content of the lesson plans that supposedly are supposedly to accompany the speech. And I think that's where there's been some kind of confusion about what is the message, what do they want students to get out of it. So I'm kind of rambling at this point. It's a little bit later at night. But I would love to get your feedback. Again, the blog is www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And again, not to be controversial, just curious. That's kind of floating around out there in the media right now. and I would love to have your opinion. So remember, until next time, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys.